Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Women in Business Radio. I am Dr. Cottle, your host. And this morning, I'll be looking at the topic spirituality and responding to adversity in one's life. How does one, or how does one's spirituality help in developing resilience to bounce back in the face of adversity? This morning, I'll be having three guests who will speak about the topic of spirituality, resilience, and bouncing back. And my guests are Dr. Bartholomew, Priscilla Marshall, and Shelley Janet. I promise to provide this episode to be enlightening and empowering. So I welcome you to join me this morning and to enjoy. You can call in to the show with the number 917-889-8229 to ask a question or to share your point of view. I want to say welcome again and enjoy. Hi, ladies, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Welcome, this is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. Good morning. Welcome to Women in Business Radio. I am glad to have you on. And yes. I know I have another person here waiting, and I'll bring her on also. Hi, who is this? 5775. Hello.
This is Dr. Bartholomew.
Hi. Good morning, Dr. Zoe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm just fine, really, really fine. I'm really glad to have you guys on. I'm still awaiting one person, but I'll start anyhow. So what I would like for you to do, Dr. Bartholomew, you can start and you can introduce yourself. About 2 minutes just to say who you are and what you do and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bartholomew, and I am from California. And I provide services for individuals with disabilities in relation to behavior. I've been doing that for almost 20 years, and I look forward to this discussion today.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Hi, Shelley. Can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. I'm Shelley Jarrett. I'm in Toronto. I'm an award-winning image and style consultant. I'm also a mom, a mentor, media coach, and a magazine publisher. And I'm also a woman who is relentlessly in pursuit of purpose. I launched my image consulting business in October 2012 and then my magazine in June 2013. Now, my magazine is an online publication with limited printed editions, and I'm dealing in the fields of image, lifestyle, and business. We also do in the fields of arts and entertainment, fashion and design, and health and beauty, health and wellness, and also faith and community. And what we do, we profile, you know, business owners in the community, small businesses in the community, give them a platform to tell their stories. So that's basically what I do.
Thank you, Shelley, for your introduction. And so I want to start one time, as you know, by introducing the questions that I have regarding the topic. And I'm glad again that you guys have decided to come on the show and share your knowledge and experience on spirituality, and spirituality as a strategy, I think, of building resilience and dealing with adversity. So the first question that I have is, what does spirituality mean to you? and how does it influence or influences how you conduct your life?
Okay.
And I can start with Zoe. Zoe, if you want to start, I'll appreciate that.
Okay. Spirituality for me, I am a Christian and I believe in God and Jesus is the Savior. And what I do is I try to apply the word into my daily life, which includes my business. I try to conduct myself based on the word. I am a sinner, so it's a lot for me to try to do everything that I can to make sure that I'm following what he asked me to do. So it's a journey. It's a lot of trial and error, but I try to remain solid in that.
Thank you, Zoe. And Shelley, can you share your perception or, you know, how you, how does it, you know, how do you, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, for me, it's similar experiences like the doctor. Like, for me, when I hear the word spirituality, it talks to me about the Bible. It talks to me about my inner man, which is the living word. And, you know, for example, we're all spirit beings living in a human body, having experiences. And I really rely a lot on the scriptures for myself. I'm also a born-again Christian. And I try to live my life accordingly to the scriptures. You know, well, we're not perfect. We all make mistakes, but we have the Bible there to correct us because the Holy Spirit is a corrector. And so I try every day, especially in my business and relationships, dealing really with my inner being, you know, that little voice that tells you right from wrong. And, you know, I try to use a lot of my senses to discern, you know, people and behaviors. And, you know, I'm basically, that's my way of living. That's my way of thinking. I base my decisions on how I feel about certain people. My spirit or my mind will tell me who I should deal with and who I should not deal with. Like I said, we've not arrived. We're all, you know, this is all a learning process for each and every one of us. And really, I have to rely on the word and my faith every day in dealing with people.
Okay. Thank you, Shelley. And so the next question that I have is, how have you used your spirituality to respond to adversities in your life? How has it helped you to develop resilience to bounce back? If you can share, you know, your experience, then you have had to rely upon your spirituality to respond to it. That would be very nice. So can I hear Dr. Bartholomew? Can you share, you know, respond to this question?
Yes, for me, how I dealt with it was I had to make a true commitment to living my life as Christ wants me to. So I began my journey by joining a church, being more of an active participant in a church. I started attending Bible study, Sunday school, and participating in different ministries. I tried to engross myself in the Word in order for me to maintain my own personal sanity. And I did this after I had to deal with some struggles with my own business. We had took a significant loss. I had to make some adjustments and changes, and it was very difficult for me initially. But without the word and staying in it and being around people that can encourage me and lift me up, I wouldn't be still in business today if I hadn't done that. So for me, it's a daily challenge. Sometimes I'm praying every minute, every second, and sometimes I'm just, you know, doing my regular devotional. But it just depends on the day, and I just have to remember that he is with me through this, and that's how I stay strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing. I'm Dr. Bartholomew. And Shelley, what's your response on this question?
Yeah, again, you know, I'm hearing all the things that I would normally do. Like, for example, my faith, it's a big, you know, it's a big thing for me, relying on my faith and prayers, a lot of prayers all the time. I was not always prayerful, but I've had to learn, you know, how to pray, and I'm still learning how to pray and how to deal with, you know, things as a way of coping. Again, understanding and believing in the scriptures, you know, for every situation, every problem, there's a scripture in the Bible that tells you how to really overcome those challenges. And so I've had to rely on that a lot, seek out, you know, elders in the church to pray for me. I've had many, many examples of faced challenges, you know. Mm-hmm. One I can remember back in 2008, it was I was in the financial field for 20 years. I pretty much raised my kids on selling insurance, and you had to really have a lot of faith to sell insurance because it's based on commission sales. So, you know, I've learned to grow strong from that. In 2008, we had a little recession here in Canada, and, you know, I fell into a financial crisis because my husband, before my first husband, passed away in 2004. So I've had to raise my sons alone, you know, but like I said, being in the financial field sometimes was good. But here comes 2008, and there was a recession, and I fell into that recession. I had to, my son was off in university the prior year, and I had to really sell my house very quickly. And it was emotionally challenging for me because this is something I had built up on my own. Things were going good, and all of a sudden life changed. I had to sell the house. The house was sold within 3 days. And for the first thing, I found myself homeless. I had nowhere to go because I had to let go of the house. I was very mean to the real estate agent because I was holding on to this something that I could no longer hold on to. So, you know, I eventually found a place through prayers and God's grace. I found a place within 30 days. And I would say that was the hardest thing I've had to deal with. But, you know, adversity teaches us to be stronger, because knowing at that time I didn't know anything, where I was going, what I was going to do, what career I was going to have. Mm-hmm. But that led me into what I'm doing right now. So sometimes we have to go down in order to come up, because a month later, I met my now husband. And funny thing about it, we have a story behind that, because we met in the bank where I went to do some transaction. Had I not had a problem that May, I would not have met my husband that June, because I would not have been in the bank at the time when he was at the bank. And this is how we met. And, you know, so life teaches us things that we all go through. We got to go through it, but holding on to, you know, prayers and living a spirit-centered life, it really helps you. Mm-hmm. So that's been my experience that's moved me to where I am now, and having a different career now and really finding my purpose now. So that's, you know, I had to go through those things.
Okay. Thanks, Shelley. Thanks for sharing. And, you know, you look at the issues along, you know, loss, the death of your husband, you know, financial crisis given the economy. And as Zoe mentioned, she mentioned the challenges that she has had in her business. And in your case, also, you end up being alone after the death of your husband, taking care of the two children, in financial, you know, straight. I mean, life do have challenges, and I think we do have to rely upon something deeper. We just kind of just say, okay, I'm going to solve this problem. I think spirituality does help. Our spirituality does help us to come out and to bounce back. And as you say, I mean, you know, meeting your present husband, if the need didn't arise for you to be in the bank that day, as you said, you would not have met him. So sometimes, as you say, yes, we do have to go very low down in order to bounce back, and things do pick up and things do change, you know?
Yes.
So the next question that I have, ladies, is, and I think this question that I have, I think it impinges on some of the things that you say, and it was looking at how the spirituality translates into your life. Is it something that is innate? Is it an innate gift or source that we have? Or is it something that you have to learn and to develop?
Can I go first?
Zoe, can you go with this question first?
Yes, that's fine. For me, I think it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, as the word tells us, God gave us his grace. That's a gift that he gave us that we didn't earn. But I think in order for us to learn about his word, we have to learn it and be taught it. I was raised in a Catholic church initially, which brought me some foundations about Christianity, but it didn't really teach me how to have a relationship with Christ. So that was something that I had to learn through going to now a Baptist church where it's more focused on the relationship piece, which was missing in my life. And so that's mm-hmm. where that level of commitment that I was talking about came from, is learning how to have this relationship with him. And just like in any relationship, you have to work at it and you have to be committed to it and you have to trust the process. And so for me, I think it's a little bit of both, where it's something that was given to us, but it's something that we have to learn and we have to strive to do. And it's difficult. There's times where you have your good days and your bad days where you have to, you know, be tested with your faith. And so that's where I am in my walk.
Thank you very much, ladies, for sharing. And the next question that I have is, what are some correct characteristics that you believe are needed to gain the spirituality needed to respond to adversity?
I think for me...
Can you go with this question first?
Sure. I think for me, yes. I believe, you know, obviously there's a higher power that's watching over us. I think it's in our best interest to, you know, the education, you know, understand the word, read books that would help us to teach us a lot about our spirituality and what's inside of us, because, you know, we're all born. It started somewhere, right? So sometimes mm-hmm. we talk to people, you know, people have different religion, but I think it all boils down back to that one higher power. You know, we all serve, I would say, different God, but for me, I serve one God, which is God Almighty. You know, so
yeah.
I think the Bible and educating ourselves, having some knowledge about who we are, why are we here, what are we here to do, you know, things like that, and using wisdom to get around, to talk to people. You know, it's sometimes we are faced with situations, and all it needs to do is use some wisdom, you know, to get around it and to know how to speak to people in a proper manner. You know, and how you articulate mm-hmm. yourself, how you go about doing things. There's a right and there's a wrong. We all have a conscience. We know, you know, what's right and what's wrong. Sometimes we know it's wrong and sometimes we still do it, and then there's a consequence.
Yeah, sure.
And so, you know, we always have to be aware of our surroundings, and again, aware of who we are, where we're coming from and where we're going and why are we here on this earth.
Yeah. Okay, Shelley, thanks very much for your response. Mm-hmm. And can I hear your response to the question, Dr. Zoe?
Some of the characteristics that I try to carry is, one, being love. You know, we're supposed to love everyone and forgive and forget, and that's something that, you know, I try to do on a daily basis, you know, whether I'm feeling like there are some challenges that I may face, but I have to remember that, you know, God's main characteristic is that he loved us and he loved us unconditionally. So he forgives what we do, and he lets it go, and that's something that I'm working on a daily basis, you know. And so for me, I think that's the one thing that I'm just going to continue striving for on a regular basis, and I try to encompass that in my work and what I'm doing. So I like to be passionate about what I'm doing and have the care and love for my clients and people that I work with and look at myself and love myself. So that's what I'm focused on. That's one of the main characteristics that I'm trying to focus on right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies, and mm-hmm. beautiful. And I have another question, and it's sort of follow-up, and it's what will you say is the number one attribute one needs to develop spirituality in the first place? And I know that Shelley mentioned, you know, commitment, the will to keep increasing your knowledge of who you are and having wisdom, knowing what is right and wrong and awareness. And so you talk about love and having passion and caring for your clients. But what will you say the number one, you know, requirement, or what is the number one thing a person might need in order to develop mm-hmm. their spirituality?
Yeah. I think it's to love one another as Christ loves us all, humanity. Like, love is one of the biggest thing. It goes across cultures, goes across, you know? So I think to love each other, yes, just as Christ loved us. And give, you know? Giving.
Yes.
He gave his life. He gave his life for us.
Yeah.
So, those are the principles we should try to live by, yes.
Can I hear Shelley?
Oh, that was Shelley. For me, I think also to go with the commitment, a good attribute that we need to have is trust. You know, with our faith, it's a process and it's something that will grow over time. And so in order to do that, you have to have trust, and you have to trust the process. Sometimes we don't like the process that we go through. I know I don't. It's frustrating at times. But you have to remain trustworthy that God has your back and that he's right there with you. And that's what helps to build that level of commitment and that discipline in order for you to gain some great faith to ensure that everything is going to be okay. So whether I'm faced with a challenge, I have to know that he's going to get me through that difficult time and through that challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, thank you for that. And again, time is of the essence for me. I'm always having a time problem with my show. Show goes so well, and it's like, wow, I need more time. And then my next question is, what advice can you give women on using their spirituality to resolve adversities in their life? And maybe we can take a minute each to answer this question. Mm-hmm. And can I hear Shelley again? Sorry, Shelley, a while back.
Yeah, what I would encourage women to read a lot of books, you know, starting with the Bible, of course, because every problem we have it's in the Word, you know, it's right there in the Scriptures. And, you know, that would teach us about her spirit, her mind, her body, books that help you to think positively and motivate you to take action and improving your lifestyle.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh.
And my advice is, it's a little bit funny, but try continuing to live your life without him and see how far you can go. You're not going to get very far. You will have to make a decision to be committed to Christ. He will turn you around and make sure you get right back on the path, whether you want to or not. So I encourage those to make sure you keep that commitment, stay in there, stay encouraged, keep your level of endurance up, and you can't do it without him.
No, not at all.
Thank you, ladies, for sharing. And I think I have just basically one question, and that will be, does it have an impact on how you build relationships in terms of your business and in terms of how you relate to the different people that we meet as entrepreneurs? And does it have any impact on that? I know that both of you mentioned it in terms of relationship, and so you were very, very clear on using it in how you relate to your clients. And Shelley, you have talked about it in terms of relating to your clients also, and how you deal with problems overall. But the question is, you know, does it impact the way you do business? How important is it?
You want me to go first, or?
Yes, Shelley, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. I'll answer to that. You know, every day we experience, we are all created as relational beings. You know, the Holy Spirit is a communicator, so it starts with the Holy Spirit. And so everything we do, you know, we're always constantly communicating with people, like what we're doing right now. However, living a spirit-centered life helps us through with these relationships. For example, in my annual Spiritpreneur conference, you know, that we talk a lot about being a spirit. I call it Spiritpreneur for a specific reason. You know, first of all, that means superimposing our spirit beings over our flesh beings, because you first have to be in touch with your spirit man in order to relate to others on any activity you're going to be doing, any business you're going to be doing. So aligning both things would help it to live in harmony under our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's my really principle of how I do business, how I get along with people. We have to constantly be talking to people and relating with people. So that's what it's all about.
Thank you, Shelley. And can I have Dr. Zoe's? Are you finished, Shelley? Sorry.
Yes, I'm finished.
Okay, so can I have Dr. Zoe Bartholomew, can you just take 2 minutes? So I'll appreciate that because I'm time. And
so for me, what I do, the impact that it's taken on me is I try to remember that the work that I'm doing should be for him. And that's what allows me to continue what I'm doing. And so when I'm going into meetings or going into observations or things like that, I make a prayer to myself to allow him to speak through me. So I try to bring his presence into these meetings and into these observations that I'm conducting. I try to make sure that I am promoting myself or showing him through me, and I'm shining through. And that's what I want to make sure that people see when they meet me, is that, you know, I am a Christian and I am trying to serve the Lord through my work. And so I have to make sure that I conduct myself as such. And in the past, before I made that commitment, I didn't always make the best decisions. I didn't always say the right things. So now I feel good when I leave appointments and leave meetings, because I've done my work, you know, and I've done what I've needed to do through him.
Wow. Well, thank you, Dr. Bartholomew, for your response. I want to say also thanks, Shelley. And maybe 1 minute, is there anything else you want to share with our audience this morning?
You can go.
Shelley, can you go?
Oh, I would just like to say, stay committed to God. You know, that's the only answer for everything, for every situation you have. We go to him first, and through our faith, we will all get to where we need to get to. We all have a purpose, and we really should be operating and living in our purpose to have a fulfilled life. So I wish everyone all the best in their life's journeys. And take care, and may God continue to bless and bless families. Thank you.
And
thank you. And can I have Zoe? Can you?
Yes. Yes. So what I can say is learn to take a break if you need to, which means, you know, you may take some time away to deal with your emotions or feelings of what may have happened or you've been faced, but don't give up, and don't give up that fight. You have to hang in there. You have to endure, and you have to remember always that he's with you in the fight, and sometimes he wants you to sit back and let him, you know, do the fight for you, but you have to know when to stay silent and when to be vocal and get out there and do your part. And that's what I try to remember. And so I encourage you guys to kind of stay in your lane, do what you need to do, and let God do his work through you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for joining me. And I want to say to my audience, thanks for listening in. And I hope that today's episode was both educational, was enlightening, and was empowering. And I ask you to join me again. I think next month I'll be having a live show for the end of the year, and then I'll be continuing the year 2016 to continue with my programming. So again, thank you, ladies, for joining me, and it was wonderful having you guys here. Very
thank you,
long discussion. Okay,
all
then,
right.
So
so much.
I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.